Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Alrighty, anybody who knows me knows how much I love our next guest and her perspective on the tech world. She is immersed as a tech journalist and EV journalist and specialist. Nafisa Akbar joins me now to pick up on a story that we have been touching on recently. EV or electric vehicles obviously are something that have been in the national discourse and global discourse, not just because of the climate crisis, but in particular in South Africa. It bears mentioning, how is this something that will necessarily be offset or supported by what has historically been a pretty tricky electrical grid? And then thirdly, on this particular show, we spoke to the CEO of a company that is part of the Ekamva minibus taxi launch that occurred last week. And so I was excited to chat to Nafisa a little bit more about the EV industry in general, in particular adoption of it in South Africa, which happens to be increasing quite steadily. Welcome, Nafisa. Thanks so much for joining us this evening.
Hey, I feel great. Great to be back.
Always fantastic. I almost am tempted to just pause the interview for 5 seconds and be like, what gadgets have you tested lately? But we'll do a segment on that on another day, because you get the coolest gadgets from the best international technical manufacturers. But let's talk EV adoption for now. What's your take on it, and what it is that's actually driving the adoption that seems to be taking going ahead of the rest of the world?
So South Africa, obviously, we were not and could not be early adopters. Other markets are established, like Europe, China, the US. They had a head start, and we obviously still behind in the tech. And now that we're playing catch up, it's kind of booming for us. While some brands have been reporting a decline in EV sales, I think it's doing well in South Africa because we had that delayed start. We're never going to catch up to these established markets, but we're doing quite well. The growth of EVs every year, it's just like, I don't use the term exponentially very often, but the growth is quite exponential, I would say. In 2022, we had 502 EV sales, and that jumped to 929 last year.
Wow.
And the first half of this year is already sitting at 749. So I'm not an analyst, but it looks like it's definitely going to break another record this year and potentially go above 1,000.
I can imagine going above 1,000, not only because of, as you highlight, you know, this later adoption, but I feel as though the average consumer feels a great deal of comfort that charging will be a possibility, having had seen load shedding staved off for almost 6 months.
Yes. So we have currently over 400 EV charging stations around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And a few years ago, the International Energy Agency, they released a global EV outlook report every year. One of their findings, amongst other agencies, was that South Africa, for every 5 to 6 EVs, there was one EV charging station, which is quite a high stat, because at the time, the global average was 25 EVs per station. But because we've been growing so much these last couple of years, obviously that would have changed a bit. But we do have a fairly good infrastructure for the amount of EVs we have on the roads. And also, I think a biggest misconception is that you do need the public EV charging stations. And yes, we need an infrastructure. But if you're a person driving an EV, you're better off having a charger at your home. And if you do have a home, you're not going to be visiting the public EV charging stations.
That said, so that's a good point. But that said, over 400 EV charging stations, I think, is certainly more than I had ever anticipated South Africa had. Now, we've got these adoptions that are coming through. But at the same time, I'm also hearing from a particular Japanese vehicle manufacturer who I had interviewed a little over a year ago, and they were excited about creating more EV charging stations and contributing to the EV infrastructure in South Africa, that they are seeing maybe the likelihood that South Africa won't necessarily be a growth market. What might be some of the detractors that some companies might see at this time?
Definitely the cost. Like other markets, established ones have incentives for buyers to buy these EVs. We obviously are the total opposite, where we've kind of been taxed higher, like 45% in total. We're trying to get that down. But I think that's definitely holding the market back from expanding. It's definitely the price. And then I think more, if we get EVs both in SA, it would obviously shouldn't be that high cost as well.
Right. I suppose, I mean, one of the things that we discussed with the Ekamva consortium member who was speaking about the minibus taxi. You are the person who actually alerted me to the story, because you wrote the article for Forbes Africa. But then we spoke to the CEO and he was basically indicating this 1 to 1.5 million rand price for a 15-seater taxi. And he said that could be dramatically reduced if this 45% import tax were removed. And it doesn't seem to make sense to have such massive imports insofar as there's no domestically produced EV at this particular time that is facing competition.
Yeah, I think that these rules were written so far back that, like I think you mentioned on your show, that it was being classified as a golf cart, a luxury item, and that classification still stands, which is unfortunate because EVs are nothing but. So, and also there's a lot of Chinese entrants coming in with cheaper ones. We'll see globally how cheap they cost, but when they come to SA, it's so ridiculous that it's not a cheap EV anymore. And that is what's holding back a lot of smaller EVs from coming to SA.
Without putting you in trouble with any of the various mechanical partners that you may have, is it possible that the combustion engine industry is trying to protect itself with whatever relationships they have with government? I mean, we do have a good motor program in South Africa in terms of trying to keep themselves more affordable than an electric vehicles.
I think they're trying to meet everyone halfway in the sense that they'll offer, some of them will never give up these internal combustion engines, BMW is a big example, but they're also willing to explore other ones as far as hydrogen, electric. There's so many options that they want to explore and offer. So I think it's not one or the other, and it's great that some of them are looking into bringing alternatives.
Okay. Well, I am quite excited. I don't know, how many EVs have you test driven so far?
Too many to count.
Before we get to the EVs you've test driven, talk to me about hydrogen electric and the benefits of one or the other.
I think it's fuel cell EVs. It's still in its testing phase, like prototypes. We don't even know if this thing is going to take off. But it's interesting to see that they want alternatives to your electric charge. But with the load shedding situation, maybe for South Africa, at least, it may not be an issue and we can charge. I hope I'm not jumping the gun by even saying that. But I think there's a lot of testing involved, and we don't fully know how safe it will be. I don't have enough knowledge to even comment on it, but it's just something to keep an eye on.
All right. So you said you've test-driven too many electric vehicles to count. You've been doing this for a long time. When was the first time you were given an electric vehicle to test?
I think in 2015.
Good Lord. Okay. I wasn't even... Okay. Fair enough. Okay. So there have been a number. Are there any brands that seem to deliver that same kind of, because many people complain about, you know, the sense of torque, the sense of power when they're driving. Are there any brands that tend to hold onto that sense of power when you're driving without having to obviously have the carbon emissions?
Well, all the cars have that instant torque. That's why I love driving them. It's fun to drive. You put your foot down, you're getting all that power. So none of them lack that, which is why I love driving them.
Okay. Would you ever rank? Am I pushing you into a corner here by asking you to give a brand?
A favorite brand?
Yes, on the EV side.
Because you might
say this one is great for cost, that one is great for comfort, this one has better all-in items.
Yeah. So the one that stands out for me from a holistic point of view is because my phone integrates with everything. My tech just works with BMW. I don't struggle pairing my phones, getting in the car and getting everything to work just seamlessly.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the cars are now coming out with wireless CarPlay, so that's also great.
Okay.
Look, all of them have their own. Some of them don't have the option to quickly hit the eco mode because sometimes when you're driving in traffic or whatever, you're trying to preserve your battery. You don't want to overthink and think too hard. How am I going to save? You just press a button.
Mm-hmm.
There is one car, like the Volvo, for example, they don't have a specific mode that you can quickly toggle between. Okay. That's something I look out for.
Right. Okay, and it's easier to have the mode to toggle between the eco.
Yes, if you feel like driving a sporty mode on the highway on a Sunday, for example, you can. If you feel, oh shit, I'm running out of battery, let me quickly hit eco mode, then you don't really have to put effort into each little bit of drive you're making. The car will automatically slow it down for you and reduce how much power you use.
All right. Well, Nafisa, it sounds like BMW is the way to go, and it sounds like we'll just have to get a Volvo combustion, internal combustion engine. Really appreciate your insights. And yes, I think the next time I speak to you for Tech Tuesday, we've got to just run through like this month's latest gadgets and what you're loving the most. Honestly, I think you have one of the coolest jobs in the world.
Thank you.
Nafisa Akbor, tech and EV journalist who gets invited around the world, Jay, to play. To play with toys, to play with phones, to test drive and to give them their perspective.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.